Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available to our patrons, and that is an awesome way to support the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Another way to support the show is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Both of these go a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate your support. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I'm joined by my two hosts, Clinton, Emmy. Clinton, how are you doing, sir?
I'm feeling rocket-delicious, and I will rock you.
I have no idea what that was, but we're going to check on Clinton in just a moment. Emmy, how are you doing?
I feel like pudding.
What do you feel like putting where?
She's melting. She's melting.
Down. Feel like putting these nuts in your mouth.
Brandon. Oh, no, not the intro.
And you yelled at Emmy. I think it's going to be very distorted sounding.
Oh, no, it still came through on my end.
Yelling because you were talking over me and I had a fantastic punchline. Hey,
guys, speaking of fantastic, we have a new patron. We have a new patron, Brandy Anderson, who also has the greatest t-shirts on our listener podcast. Brandy, thank you so much for your support.
Thank you, Brandy.
We really appreciate you. She has been a fan for, gosh, she's been on our Facebook group forever. She has submitted all these awesome videos. She's just a wonderful member of the community, and I'm so happy we have her as a patron. So really, really cool stuff. Shout out to you, Brandy.
And some really
Brandy,
hot takes.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah. Guys, also, speaking of which, just giving a heads up, spoiler alert ahead for episode 9 of What If. If you've not seen the season finale of What If, don't listen any further. We are going to spoil it. We're going to talk about not just episode 9, but we're going to kind of, in a very short and brief way, but we're going to summarize our thoughts on this series as a whole as well. So there's a lot to uncover, but I did not want you to listen any further. If you have not watched What If episode 9 and you do not want it spoiled, turn off this podcast, come back whenever you've seen it, and we'll be here waiting on you. Having said that, Emmy, Rotten Tomatoes, we've got this, we've got everything kind of summarized now. So what is the tomatoes telling us?
Everything stayed the same this week.
Wow. Okay.
93% with critics. Audiences, 94%. IMDb, 7.6%. Nope, 7.6.
I was going to say, I don't think that's a percent. Yeah.
My bad.
If it is, it's really low. So,
Google users did go up 1% to 89. That was the only thing that changed.
Okay. Okay. Well, What If episode 9, it is here. It is in the books. I kind of want to get to not overall thoughts on the show. I'm going to close the show with overall thoughts on What If. I want to kind of end there.
What if we close the show on final
thoughts? On final thoughts.
I can't
the entire
not,
series.
So
it's all good.
Have fun, everybody else.
Everybody else. So
all two this. Of us.
All two of us.
And the listeners.
And the listeners, oh, yeah. Of course. So we'll
what do you think we're doing, Emmy? Talking to each other.
Good.
We're both having brain farts tonight.
Yeah. Are you guys okay? I feel like all right. It's all good.
Therapy session.
It's gonna be fun. We'll get to our full What If series thoughts for the first season a little bit later. But really, episode 9, guys. Did we love it? Did we hate it? Who can talk first? I'm curious.
I'm gonna give it to Emmy.
All right.
She'll talk over me anyway.
What did you think about episode 9, Emmy?
It's true, but it's mean. Okay, so I thought for a series as a whole, it was... I'm just kidding.
I was just about to say, you did not listen. Okay, thank you for freaking me out.
Episode 9 was just... It was nonstop, and it was everything that I wanted it to be. It was so much fun to look at. I feel like because I had to watch it so quickly after I got home from school that I didn't catch everything. It was just a nonstop action packed boom, 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 pow, 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 pow. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think I caught everything.
Really went in. This is the first time in the shows that we've seen them go to Pound Town.
I thought you were being genuine.
I really, know, and it I makes really me did. Happy.
I hate you. Because
you were like, you did the face. You're like, mm-hmm.
Like, what are you about to say? I'm really curious. And then you, oh, gosh. Anyway.
Bada boom, boom, pow. Clinton. Those chickens were jacking his style.
Wow. Clinton, what did you think of episode 9 of What If?
I don't think I know the lyrics to that song.
I'm sober.
That's what's crazy. He is sober as a judge right now.
I really am.
And that's
really
what's shocking. Everyone's like, he's hydrated. No, he's not.
I am not. I am not doing well.
This is my call to help right now.
I loved it. I wish that the whole show would have had the same energy that the last two episodes have. I understand you had to have the lulls.
Like the laughs? Or the lulls like in the, like the lulls like lulls, or the lulls as in like a, okay, sorry. I'll see myself out now, guys. Bye. See ya.
We're doing good so far, everybody.
Hi, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, we're sorry. And Clinton, keep going.
I'm not, because I got everybody with a these nuts joke there at the very beginning, at the tippy top.
You said everybody else, or everybody. You got Brandon.
I got everybody.
Yeah,
I'm tired of your tomfoolery.
Me too. Now, if
all right, Grandpa
Clinton, what was your thoughts?
This has to stop.
This has to stop now. Episode 9 thoughts, Clinton. Go on, please.
I loved it. I love that they kept us. There's a couple of things that I caught that came to happen, like bringing Killmonger. What are you doing? You know, he's not good. He wasn't good in his episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That
but kinda... I love that the Watcher he knew almost. And then it's like, where did he intervene? Because he plucked them, right?
Yeah.
But then he talks about later, like, where don't he talk about intervening later too?
Well, he also helped. You saw him move his hand and kind of help Strange there at the end to bank that little pocket universe.
Right.
But then with Natasha at the end, he's like, I can't do that because I can't intervene. And I'm like,
you
the fuck are you done being intervening?
I was about to say, you just did, dude. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
He's like, no, it was a fun episode. I love the animation, I think, really shined in this episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would arguably say the best animation we've seen from the show yet is in this episode. There's a lot of different parts, but man, especially with the strange spells and the protection spell.
Strange spells.
That got a giggle out of you and the lulls didn't.
And I would arguably disagree with you on that, though.
Okay.
Just so I can argue.
I'm just saying, arguably. Arguably. Honestly, this episode was wonderful. I completely agree with you, Clinton, on the note where the final two episodes, I wish everything was this kind of pace. But it was also kind of suffered from a lot of the things from the previous episodes. Very fast, very quick, very, oh my gosh, a lot of things not able to breathe. That's still my problem with the entire show. We'll get to that more later on during the podcast, but I still enjoyed this finale. I thought it was a great finale. I thought it was absolutely wonderful, and I thought it was a great cap, and it connected everything, similar to your prediction, Clinton, how everything was going to be connected, and I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, in all seriousness, like, I think this show, I want to do it, I want to rewatch the whole thing together because I feel like it fits well that way. It'll feel more like a movie, like you're watching the perspective mm-hmm. of the Watcher and you're seeing his story and why he's doing what he's doing.
Right.
Or why he didn't know he'd have to do that, but you understand more why it was episodes that weren't a singular.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
God, I'm having a hard time talking about what is happening.
It's all good, dude. We're here.
It's not. I don't like it.
Hey.
I am well versed, and this is not suiting me well.
Do you smell toast?
Amy, I'm not going to fall into your little toasties nuts. Is that what you're going to say?
It's a stroke.
It's a symptom of a stroke.
It's a stroke that she's... I love how he's like...
I kind of feel like that's a god of
I'm a little gun shy.
I love how we're so paranoid. We can't even ask if you have stroke symptoms without... I'm not going to toast
shirt.
These nuts.
We need
nuts.
That on the shirt. Toast these nuts.
That was really, really funny. All right, guys. Are we ready to jump into episode 9 and kind of cover in detail?
Hell yeah, dude.
I guess that's why I'm here.
All right. Sounds good. So what if the Watcher broke his oath? Episode 9, cool title. I actually really like this title. What if the Watcher broke his oath? We see the Lemurium star. It's taken.
I thought it said broke his nose, and I was wondering why it didn't do it the whole episode.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I didn't ever see his nose get broke.
I literally got through.
What if the Watcher?
I got through one sentence of my notes and got stopped. So this is going to be a long podcast. Thank you for joining us for this 7-hour adventure of what if.
I'll go back into my corner. I'm sorry.
Get back there, boy. I want people to know that I was told to edit my notes last night by someone.
Oh, I don't have notes. So I know you don't. I don't have to edit them.
We need to edit your outburst then.
Oh.
All right, guys. So we are going to we are going to go to the Lemurium Star. It's taken over by pirates. Peggy Carter. This is similar to Captain America, Winter Soldier, Emmy's favorite. And 20 or so charmers are led by Batroc, and she tells Black Widow, this is Peggy talking to Black Widow, and before French Special Services showed him the door, he racked up 36 kill missions and kill the engines, find the hostages, gentlemen, and watch our six. This is Peggy, Black Widow talking to one another. It's really, really cool. It's Peggy Carter kind of in the same, you know, she's following the exact same kind of life as Steve Rogers. And that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like the same exact mission as well with Batroc. That's kind of, I guess.
Not the same exact.
It's pretty close though.
I kind of liked it because it showed the varying degrees of like variance. Nope. That's the same word. Like how far a branch can branch off.
Right.
So like good point. This one stayed really close to the main timeline. It's just they kind of switched out Peggy and Steve. Right. And then other ones were like, well, we're diving off the deep end of freaking zombies and shit.
Sorry, the way you described that was so spot on, but it just the way you said it was funny. If I was a listener, I would have laughed right there. Like in zombies and shit.
My face didn't move.
Not an inch.
That's the Botox.
You think, look at this face. You think it has Botox? Come on now. No one believes that.
So we see any plans for Saturday night? Black Widow asks Peggy. And no, okay. Don't stop right there. Bernard in accounting was asking for you. Nothing good ever follows Bernard in accounting. What if his name was Steve? Black Widow asks Peggy. And ouch, Peggy responds. Just when we were becoming pals. Oof. Yeah, Black Widow, not afraid to land up. She never did that to Steve. What if her name was Peggy?
Because he was a man, and you don't say stuff like that to men, right, Amy?
Stop yourself. Please, no, he's being sarcastic. He's not serious.
I'm being sarcastic.
Sarcastic, 100%.
Bad joke. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Also, I just feel like I have to forewarn everybody.
It's mostly just going at Emmy is why I do it.
Yeah.
But also, you need to check yourself before I wreck you.
Oh.
It didn't work when you don't say wreck yourself.
I know, but like it's not like
you tried. Wreck yourself.
It's that I will aggressively wreck you, bitch. Mm.
Wow. So while my co-hosts fight, I'm going to keep leading us through this. We see what if his name was Steve? Ouch. Shield left and right, reminiscent of the Winter Soldier. She lands in the water, similar to how Steve lands. She gets
in her suit.
Yes, and she gets on. Oh, it's kind of like the strike suit.
I like it a lot more.
It's pretty badass.
Well, the strike suit was my favorite too. With Steve,
I kind of agree. I
love it.
I like the strike suit a lot, actually. And I thought you were more than a shield. And she goes, Clinton's favorite line in the entire show: "I'm a dancer too."
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ! When she said that, I was like, "Here we go again." At least they just said it one time.
Yes, they did. I was actually wondering if it was going to continue, but this is it.
Then she fights and fights nothing like a dancer.
Yes, doesn't dance at all. Captain Carter, the soldier lost in time. We see the Watcher come over and say, "You have been chosen." So the Watcher comes in, intervenes in this middle of this fight between Batroc and Peggy, and the soldier lost in time, same as Steve, you have been chosen.
This would have been a genius tactic in a fight to be like, wait, are you seeing that behind you? What?
Yeah.
Punch.
Yeah.
What's that?
I really was like, but it really was. It really was something behind them. It was really, really funny.
Can you imagine it, when they're all getting picked out here, like if that happened to you in real life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would lose.
I'd be like, am I going crazy?
I'm going crazy.
You have been chosen.
I'd be like, hell yeah, I have. Yes.
Hell yeah. It, literally, Emmy, as she's being chosen, she'd be like, hell yeah, I did.
Of course I've been chosen. I'm the best.
I'm going to start hopping myself up with that line when I get to work.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a wireless company. Yeah. I'm going to walk in, I'm going to go, Clinton, you have been chosen to be
nice.
Now go sell them phones.
Sell them phones, son. Speaking of which, we see, relax, son. It'll all be over in 1,000 years or so. Ego attacking Star-Lord, or I guess not Star-Lord in this universe. We see Peter Quill being attacked by Ego. And leave this fight to us. And then I love that this huge watcher appears and he's like, what, leave with a giant man baby cape, dude? So he still has that sense of humor, Peter Quill does, when talking about the watcher. He still has that, even if he's working at Domino's. And Star-Lord...
Dairy Queen,
I'm so sorry. Star-Lord T'Challa.
Yeah, that's so close. That's so easy to mix up, Brandon. I
hate you so much. Star-Lord T'Challa, leader of the Ravagers and the lost prince of Wakanda. You have been chosen. So we see T'Challa Star-Lord now. So we see that the team is quickly assembling here. It's quick cut takes. It's just boom, 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 boom. We see the gauntlet being forged in Nevadilir, and I thought that was really, really cool. And
this part here, I think, is where we got that missing episode.
I had that question.
100% agreed.
And it really ticks me off because it seems like an episode where Tony might not have died.
Yeah. And I thought the watcher was going to say, Tony, you have been chosen to die. Gamora, come with me. But that
I kind of thought he was going to kill him.
Yeah.
This whole series shit on Tony. This one, the watcher's like, not you.
Not you. Not you. Not like, you, there's bitch. A lot of Tony Stark fans that are like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that really was shit. Yeah.
Which would probably be if the Watcher showed up and was like, you are chosen. I'd be like, of course I am. I'm the best. And they'd be like, not you, bitch.
But Clinton, Brandon, not you. Yeah. But Emmy. Yeah. And like Emmy would be like, hey, I did. Like, that's what would happen. But I was honestly thinking they were both going to get chosen at this scene. I really thought it was going to be Iron Man or Tony Stark, blah, blah, blah. Gamora, blah, blah, blah. You both have been chosen. But no, it was just Gamora here.
There was leaked information about the episode that was cut because there was originally going to be 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And then someone supposedly leaked what the one they cut was, and it lines up with this.
This has to be it, too, because it's the most completely left field. You have Tony Stark and Gamora just on a planet like we're supposed to accept it. I get that's the premise of the show, alternate universes, but there's no premise to this scene at all.
Exactly.
It was very jarring, and Clinton, to your point, I didn't even know there was a missing episode. I promise you, this sticks out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. Because the moment it came up, I was like, missing episode, you know? Yeah.
The fact that he calls her Slayer Thanos too is like,
yes.
Oh shit, he's seen some shit that we haven't seen.
And the rumor is they're saving that episode for season 2. And I don't know how that's going to work now, but
yeah,
that's
odd.
The rumor. And I think I said earlier in the What If series that the one they cut was a Black Widow one, and I'm standing corrected on that because obviously she was a prime character in this whole series.
Right.
She was in a lot of episodes, but yeah, that was a little jarring. So,
and it was noticeable. Cool. It was noticeable too. You know what I mean?
And I think they were going to release a toy, or they did release a toy of him in that suit from What If.
It was like a Hulkbuster weird kind of hybrid
armor. It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Like Igor, I think, is the Mark 38. Hulkbuster is the Mark 44, I know for a fact. So this was kind of on the same lines of Igor and Hulkbuster, and I really enjoyed it.
I think this was the Ballbuster 14?
No, I think it's the Myra.
God, no. No.
It's the Myra.
No.
Don't do it, Brandon.
No. No more, Emmy. And so we see...
That one sucked, Emmy, by the way. Even if we would have fell into it. Myra.
I had to...
I hate you both. All right. Anyway, yeah. So we see that the Infinity... We see screaming.
We see.
And can I get a beer? Yes. Sorry, we see Thor. Thor's in Vegas, and he goes, Thor, Odin's son. He's like, and he's hitting people left and right. And you, Thor. And you. Calm down, Thor. Crown Prince of Asgard. You've been chosen. Thor was right on brand. Chris Hemsworth, by the way, can't thank this dude enough. Besides Paul Rudd, he's my number two, I think, for voice acting, because he just went into it. He did not, you know, there's some actors I felt like phoned it in, not Chris Hemsworth. I thought Hemsworth, Paul Rudd, and I thought Chadwick Boseman, those are my MVPs of this animated series. I thought they all three brought amazing, amazing characters to this animated show. So
I feel like the animators did a good job too. Maybe not of exactly capturing Chris Hemsworth, but capturing the facial expression, especially when he's just screaming.
Yes.
That King Kong moment.
I was going to say, it had a very King Kong vibe.
It did. Yeah. It really did. And the moment when he's captured, the first thing he asks, can I get a beer? And Dr. Strange.
Callback.
To, I think that's Thor Ragnarok, and a post-credit scene as well.
Post-credit scene, yeah. And then in the next scene, it's refilled.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. I love it that there's these little winks and nods. We've seen Winter Soldier, Ragnarok, a lot of little things. Sorry, Amy.
And he still has the science tattoo, which...
Oh, I didn't notice
continuity.
That.
Catch. Continuity.
Yep, continuity. And then the line where he was like, and there's going to be... I had a date, and there were going to be flowers, and I was going to shower and do my hair.
Oh, that's a great point. Yes.
It's just really cute.
It is.
To be like, I'm going to primp in front of the mirror.
Yes.
He is full of himself.
He is.
In this timeline.
But he's also such a, just a genuine oaf. You know, like, he's not like a horrible douche. He's
a jock.
Yeah.
He's the jock on the football team.
But he's like a good jock. There's some jocks that are like a little too, he's just more like a, you know, I don't know. You can't help but love him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like blissfully ignorant.
Yes. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm going to preemptively disagree with Brandon.
Hold on. Let me just make sure I'm understanding.
It's going to be the voice acting thing, ain't it?
You are disagreeing with me before I've even made a point, is what you're saying? Because you said preemptively.
You've kind of already made it.
Well, then it's not preemptively, but keep going.
But I feel like you haven't made it strongly enough this episode. This was the assembling of the team was fast.
Yes.
It was super fast.
Yes.
I loved it, though, because it was like we all kind of guessed that this is what was going to happen. And now we can get into the episode.
I like this, though. I did like this part. I liked how fast
was. But they built it up enough because we've seen each of their stories. We didn't have to have a big drawn out
thing. I think you both said the exact same thing. And that's why I agree with you. I feel like.
Okay, so now I have to go. Okay, so this was too slow.
No,
Oh no, that's the same point.
That is the same point. No, I really agree with both of you though, what you're originally saying. And yeah, because there are things where the show is too fast for me. It's not able to breathe. To me,
is it too furious?
A little bit too furious. Like it was like Tokyo, kind of a drift a little bit.
Yeah, but a little drifty.
Just a little drifty. But no, I really like this too because of what you guys just said. We've seen these stories. We've seen this. All right, guys, let's just assemble this shit and let's go. I was on board to get on that ride right then and there. So I agree with both of you. In this case, I enjoyed the fast pace. I did.
I never thought I'd hear you say it.
Sometimes you like it slow. Sometimes you like it fast. It's really a mood thing, you know?
You got to change.
And I was in the mood for fast.
Once in a while.
Yeah. You don't want to be predictable.
Yeah. You got to do a fast, fast, slow, slow.
By the way, guys, these two are invited to my wedding. Pray for me. So
can I make a toast? Fast. Can I make a toast?
Let's make a toast.
No, at your wedding.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm not giving you the mic. No.
Oh, that's fucked up.
yesterday was my friend Christina's seventh anniversary of her wedding. And I was, so she has a sister. So I wasn't the maid. No, I wasn't the maid of honor. I wasn't a matron at all. But it was her anniversary of her wedding. I was not allowed to speak at that wedding. I was like, you know that I know you better than your sister does.
We need to team up and form a group together where we're the leaders and we get to put other people in their place instead of always get put in our place. We are the bullies that bully the bullies. Wait.
Are you okay? Are you okay? You're all right. By the way, guys,
damn it,
I want to give a shout out. Speaking of marriage, speaking of getting married, yeah. Keith, congratulations on your engagement, man. Saw your post on Facebook last night. Just from all of us on the Avengers podcast to you, sir. Hope you're listening.
Don't speak for me.
Brandon saw it. I sent it out in the group chat because we were so excited for you.
We were. And just want to give you a congratulations from Emmy and I to you, because I can't speak for Clinton. We are so, so happy for you. Congratulations on your engagement, my friend.
Can I say something to Keith?
No, because I can't. No, you can't speak for yourself.
No, I get to speak for myself.
No, Clinton.
And on behalf of Clinton... He is way happier than me and Brandon are about your engagement. And I just want to say personally, congratulations, my twin. And I love you. And I wish you guys the best.
And speaking
if you
on
would
behalf,
let me speak at your wedding, that would be fantastic.
Speaking on behalf of Emmy and I, we are even more happy than what Clinton just said. We think that was a shit effort. We are even more. Sorry.
You can't speak for me, though. Keith, my address is.
No, I would like no addresses. That has been edited off the podcast. You will not hear Emmy's address. But, all right, guys, we got to keep going. Keith, congratulations.
Keith, I was there when you proposed. You just didn't know it.
Oh, this is getting creepy.
Clinton, the watcher. The watcher.
He watches people get proposed to. So you
get
have
proposed.
Been chosen.
You're doing good with words too, buddy.
You know what? Not nearly on your... You have no room to talk tonight at all. Usually, I'm with you, but not tonight. So you've been chosen for a mission that is both highly dangerous and absolutely necessary for the continuation of life as you know it, the Watcher says. One true hero, then... he was thinking about picking just one true hero. Then I saw the bigger picture, and this requires a team. You aren't just our hope to save one universe, Doctor Strange says, but our hope to save all of them, the Watcher responds.
Hope.
You are the guardians of the multiverse. The multiverse.
I would like to say, as the Grandmaster would probably say, if he wasn't exploded, life always finds a way.
That was beautiful, Emmy.
Name that movie.
Jurassic Park.
There we go.
Yep.
Said by Jeff Goldblum.
That's why I said it. Yes. Love me some Jeff Goldblum. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So, anyway, we have the Guardians of the Multiverse. Clinton, did you call this?
I didn't know the name. Is that what you're asking me?
I thought you said Guardians of the Multiverse. I could be wrong. I thought.
I don't think I did. My apologies. Knew I had a feeling they would.
Here I am ready to give you, like, kudos.
And... I mean, only because I saw the trailer.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we all kind of knew it.
Don't give me too much credit.
It wasn't just Clinton.
Before I saw
I'm trying
that
to
trailer,
take some of that credit.
Before I saw that trailer, I did say I think they're going to team up.
Yes, you did.
I said I think it will connect at the end or something like that. Because I asked when we first started, do we think these are separate? But I was wrong there. I thought they were in the same universe.
Right.
They weren't.
I think that you've had about 72 different thoughts all in the span of about 72 seconds.
I don't know what's wrong. Listen, therapy tonight really messed me up for a minute, okay?
I am
letting it out here on the podcast to all our listeners.
But not coherently.
Also, go to therapy. It's beneficial regardless of how I sound tonight.
I had the thought right around here on the episode. I forget when it was, but we talked about, okay, if they're going to bring everybody together, who are they going to bring from zombies? And you guys were like, duh, the people who are still alive. And so I was thinking about it this week and I was like, wouldn't it be kind of cool if they brought Black Panther to be with Killmonger and Star-Lord T'Challa? I was like, what a cool dynamic that would have been. Oh. They went a different route.
Yeah, they kind of did. They did. Yeah.
But that was my question right around here. It was like, okay, so where, when they were assembling the team, I was like, who's coming from zombies? Who is coming
all
from zombies?
All of them, as we say in Tennessee.
Yeah, and like, it was crazy. Killmonger does get recruited as well. I don't know where my notes are for that. But
I don't understand that. Why would the Watcher... recruit him?
Okay, but no. Okay, because here I have the answer for this.
I'm just
a Clinton's because, court. Are you gonna plead your
no,
case?
No, I have the answer for this. The reason
it's factual.
The, I think so.
Okay. I will hear your case.
Oh my gosh.
Clinton, you are on a roll tonight.
The Watcher says here, he's like, I saw that we needed a team. I couldn't just get one person. Because obviously Strange Supreme is very powerful, right? Mm-hmm,
right?
Locked him in the multiverse. Or not in the multiverse, in the pocket dimension. The butt plug, yes.
The butt plug. That's what I was going to say.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No.
So once they defeat Ultron, Killmonger gets the armor.
Yes.
And we'll get there.
Okay. But
then Zola is trying to get the armor back. And so the stones are out of the armor. And
we're talking about why he chose Killmonger.
Yes. Okay. Because Killmonger and Zola are fighting over the stones. And because the stones aren't in play anymore, that's what allows Strange and the Watcher.
Can he foresee that, though? Can he foresee that? I know what happened. I just didn't know, can he foresee future events? And that's why he chose Killmonger. I didn't know he could foresee things.
He knows that Killmonger's bad and would want the power of his own.
And actually, Doctor Strange at the very end of the episode said, like, you saw this, you saw that. Exactly. Like, you knew that was coming. So that's a really good point there, Emmy. I'll hand that to you. Yeah.
But it kind of contradicts.
Did I make it fully?
I understood it. Sorry if I cut you off. But no, I completely, you made perfect sense.
But I feel like it contradicts it because it's a contradiction here because he says earlier, I was going to choose one person, but I chose a team. So
I saw I needed a team.
Oh.
He can foresee things, but he also can't. Like,
yeah, because why would he even say I was going to pick one, but then I saw I needed a team. Why?
Well, if he could see the future, but maybe further
things were shown to him, and that's what made him go the team.
Also, if you're going to build a team, you could still have the team without Killmonger. As soon as he recruited him, I was like, he's still bad.
I'm not going to take any more time, but to Emmy's point, it had to take that to separate the stones from the body, which is the whole point of the mission. Emmy, keep going.
The Watcher probably couldn't see Ultron wherever Ultron was, like when he was like in that little mirror dimension and like in the multiverse, essentially. The Watcher probably couldn't see that stuff, but he could see when he was like in an actual universe and fucking around with stuff. But he could foresee some stuff, but then also, okay, you think Ultron is so above the plane
of consciousness
that he probably couldn't foresee any of Ultron's moves past a certain point, and that's why he was surprised by Ultron being able to see the Watcher. And that's also why he was able to be like, well, Killmonger is going to do anything he can to right the wrongs of his past and his world. And so he will do anything in his power to get the stones. So that's the best course of action.
Yeah. And then it's almost the same thing, though, with him and Zola, like putting them up against them. It's going to be their own motive.
Yeah,
when they were shooting when they were trying to get Zola into Ultron, I was like, this is going to be bad, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he has the body.
Yeah.
And then if Killmonger gets it, that's going to be bad. I guess they were just so desperate enough that they could defeat Ultron. But then you're creating another problem.
Right.
So it does make sense to pit them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, because they don't have that elevated consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The Watcher was able to see, okay, if we can get it to the point where it's Zola versus Killmonger, we can contain it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
No, Emmy.
We worked that out together, Emmy.
I think Emmy said that the whole time.
Right? We worked it out together, Emmy.
Okay. 98% of the credit goes to Emmy, 2% Clinton. All right. We will keep on moving. But together. It was together. But I'm going to give proper credit there because Emmy pretty much said that right at the beginning. So,
But we worked it out. We walked it out.
Now walk it out. Okay.
Sometimes my mouth tonight is just saying things before my brain's like, don't do that.
We haven't noticed. We have not noticed at all, man.
Like I said,
I've been smooth as a cucumber. Yeah.
Smooth as a cucumber.
What? Are you okay? Out of everything smooth, you're like, cucumber. That's it.
It's cool as a cucumber.
It's cool, oh, yeah, not cool. Smooth. See, as
I'm
a
great.
You're like, you were about to defend it until Emmy went in there. Like, yeah. Dude,
it works too because a cucumber is kind of rough and I've been rough.
No, you said
that's why it's funny because the expression is not how I am today. That's why it's funny, is because the expression is not what you think it is.
Can we make that a thing?
I guess. Please, guys, if you're listening to this podcast,
smooth as a cucumber.
That's exactly what I was about to say. If you're on Twitter right now, please hashtag smooth as a cucumber and tag us. We would love it. We'll retweet every single one that you do. That we're going to retweet that all day tomorrow. So hashtag smooth as a cucumber, be retweeted. Just make sure you tag us on Avengers Podcast on Twitter.
Oh, I promise I'm not this dumb.
Oh, you're not dumb. You're just in the zone.
I have a lot going on in my brain.
Clinton, I feel like you're rough as a pickle.
All right, guys, we're gonna keep going.
You're cool as a calzone.
All right, we're gonna keep going. So we see
almost a spit take.
Thor goes, "This is Loki. This is just a joke. I don't have time for his pranks." And we hear Peggy, "We're in. Worlds are being attacked, or soon will be attacked, by Ultron. An enhanced synthetic body and the power of the Infinity Stones is what he holds. Six stones of unfathomable power, each controlling an amount of essential aspect of our existence. Ultron holds all of them." And we saw T'Challa says, "I've stolen more from worse. We need to separate his body from the stones. It's a suicide mission," Killmonger says. "But is there a universe of Chinese food that has alternate dimension delivery?" Thor says. This reminded me of
Clinton. Apparently so.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because then they're eating Chinese food.
Exactly. And I love that he's like, "I'm not one to brag, but I," this is Thor, "not one to brag, but I excel at bringing unwanted attention to myself. And once we recover the stones, we will destroy them. The Infinity Crusher, designed to disintegrate each stone into nothing," Gamora says.
That and, name, though, right on the money.
A little bit spot on, a little bit. And you know what to do.
What would you name it? Give it a better name.
Not right now. I can't.
Stone Smasher.
I'll name it like Infinity Scraper or some dumb.
How about
shit.
This? How about this? I don't know. How about this? The Stone Destroyer.
I really like that.
Thank you. Oh my God. I think that's 10 times. Come on. Give me props after that first one you heard. Infinity Crusher or the Stone Destroyer? Come on. Which one would you pick?
It's got to be spelled duh, like, yes, the baby.
Exactly.
The Stone Destroyer.
Exactly. Clinton, just give me props. You can just say, "Brandon, I like it." That it doesn't hurt to say it.
I had to sneeze. I'm sorry. God, great job, Brandon. I love it.
Very genuine. I appreciate it. So we see, once we recover the stones, we will destroy them. The Stone Destroyer, designed to disintegrate each stone into nothing, Gamora says. "You know what to do. Get the Soul Stone and get it to Gamora, the Stone Crusher," Peggy responds. "And showtime, my friends. Good luck," the Watcher says. And we see what happened. Same thing that
he said, "I'm going to sit back with some popcorn and watch this go down."
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, don't do shit till the end.
Yeah.
Thor does the same thing for everybody that I do for the listeners. Mm.
Yes. You know, I thought of you immediately, Emmy.
But I mean, I totally get it. But like, for the listeners, like, maybe you should repeat that.
Yeah. Please. When he's telling the plan. Yeah.
Which, honestly, the plan was to only get the Soul Stone. How would the Soul Stone bring Ultron to the Stone Destroyer?
Well, I don't know if it was him that was... it was kind of weird. It was just like, "We're going to take one stone, destroy it, and break." And I was like, "Wait, what?"
Well, I don't think it's complete without all the stones. So,
But you still have the reality stone. You still have the power stone. Each stone has amazing abilities within themselves. Yes, obviously, together wielded are endless possibilities. I get that. But it's still like, he's got 5 out of 6 of the stones. I'm going to say Clinton's argument, which is probably right. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. The stones don't work the same in this universe. I don't know.
I wasn't going to say that.
Maybe it's my argument.
I get confused. The soul stone, the yellow one?
No, orange. The skull is orange. Yeah, it's the one on Boromir.
Okay.
The one that yellow is mind.
That you sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yellow is mind.
Which the colors were not very well differentiated.
No, they weren't.
Episode.
I thought the yellow looked orange, and the orange, it was weird. Anyway,
but you're colorblind, Brandon.
I hate you. I thought the Soul Stone looked like a Werther's original. I'm not gonna lie.
It was. Why was it caramel colored?
Yeah, I was like, they're fighting over a Werther's original, Grandpa. That's what you and I fight over every weekend. So yeah.
I think I have an answer for my own question. So they got the soul stone. They put it in the stone destroyer.
Sorry, keep going. He just goes, perfect, in such a dry tone before you start. I'm sorry, I mean, keep going.
Oh, I heard him. I chose to ignore.
I know. It was just so dry.
Are you saying they needed it to operate? It's like the gas to the weed eater.
No. I'm thinking because the stones kind of all know about each other. Like when Vision's in Scotland and he's like, something's happening, or like, what do you feel?
The stones live in the same neighborhood.
They're all neighbors to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends. Yeah.
Okay. And so they get the soul stone and put it in the machine. And then the machine was like, I want to be with all of the stones.
They could have done that with any of the stones, though, if that's the theory.
Well, yeah, but the soul stone requires a sacrifice. So maybe it's more powerful than the others.
Right.
I don't know.
The other ones were just floating around.
It is pretty interesting that y'all bring that up, because I didn't even think of that. Like, I didn't pay attention to that in the episode. Like, why did they want the soul stone so bad?
Yeah, they didn't really elaborate.
It's interesting.
They didn't elaborate at all. It was kind of, I don't know.
I'd have just been like, get a stone if you can. Like, grab one of them. It's like a claw machine.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
Exactly. I guess maybe it's the easiest to hold and wield. I don't know.
No, in my head, it's the most powerful because it requires a sacrifice. That's where I would.
In that universe.
Okay, we don't know that.
What did Ultron sacrifice to get the Soul Stone?
Your mom.
Just saying. All right. So
he didn't. He did just melted the gauntlet. What did Thanos get do on this?
Oh, good point. It was Nebula. So anyway, what happened? Same thing that happened to you, love. This is Doctor Strange and Peggy. Captain America, Steve received the serum in my universe. And Peggy responds, that would be a sight to see. I thought that was a cool little wink and a nod. And you trust.
She's like, I've been looking for him.
Yep.
And if I saw him built like he is in your universe, that would be a sight to see.
Okay.
I'd fuck him.
Wow, we need to stop. So anyway, you trust him.
It's been so long.
It's been so long since I fucked Steve. So long. So anyway, what happened? Gamora saying, you trust him? I trust everyone, Thor responds. Tonight, oh, no, that was T'Challa that said, I trust everyone, right?
No, that was Thor.
That was Thor.
Because Thor's blissfully ignorant.
And he goes, tonight we feast, tomorrow we fight. A toast! And we hear Doctor Strange give the most terrible toast. That's literally my notes. Terrible toast.
It's the opposite of a Captain America speech.
It's the worst. And then we hear to the Guardians of the Multiverse.
You know, even though I didn't have a long time to sit with this episode, of course I picked up on the drinks and I was like, what does, like, because everybody had a different drink.
Yeah.
What does everybody's drink tell us about them?
Ooh, I'm excited to hear this, Amy. What do you got?
All right. So we've got Thor with the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Cheers.
Likes the party.
Cheers, Thor. Cheers.
Cheers. Strange has a martini. He's a classy guy. He's a doctor.
I like that.
Okay. Killmonger and Gamora both have these little purple shots. So they're fun times. They don't trust each other. Should you ever really trust a purple shot that some wizard just conjured up for you? So they're trusting, but also not trusting.
Right.
I like it.
Okay.
Long Island iced tea is what Peggy has.
How do you know?
Yeah. She sipped it before going on the podcast.
It looks like a Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. And so in my head, Long Island is in New York. Where's Captain America from? New York. There's a connection.
I like that, Amy. I'm going to give you that one.
Thank you.
You
and then also red wine, T'Challa.
Oh, classy.
What says class?
Classy.
Like red wine.
Classy. Mm. You classy bitch, you. Gosh, yeah. T'Challa for sure.
So tell me I'm wrong.
Did he have it properly poured too? Like half of the glass?
Yeah, like not where you like put the whole wine bottle.
Not like us. Well,
he's never been on our podcast before. So yeah, you fill that shit up. If the glass. Because
technically, you can say, I had a glass of wine.
Yeah, exactly. Now, was that two or three in one? I don't know. You be the judge.
You be the judge. You decide.
You decide. So there's life in this universe after all, we hear. And I did warn you, I excel at attracted unwanted attention. Thor puts this bolt of lightning in the air and Ultron comes down. We see the protection spell is acted and this is fantastic. See you on the flip side. Gamora and Killmonger just peace out through a portal. Did not know that was part of the plan, but I guess that's part of the show. Clinton, what you got, man?
The armor that they get is very Eternals looking.
I thought the same thing. It looks, I said specifically like Angelina Jolie's,
which well, I don't all know what her that gold name is. Trim.
That's the character that I've seen it with the most.
There's a scene in the trailer where they're lifted up floating and they all have that going around them like an armor.
Oh wow.
Okay, well, I don't,
and that's exactly what it reminded me of.
I haven't watched the trailer that often.
Neither have I.
Yeah, there's
I
a did. New TV spot too.
Yep.
Y'all need to stop being afraid of the trailers.
It's funny.
I'm not
Marvel
afraid of
Marvel
them.
Hides a lot of stuff.
It's funny anyway. the TV spot I posted on our Twitter, but I didn't even watch it. I just literally copied the link, posted it, and then said, "Can't wait because I really can't, but I'm not. I will not
just
be watching.
Watch it. They don't. Marvel's good at not giving too much away in their trailers.
I understand, but I have done it before in past movies where I've put and I'm waiting for certain moments. When are they going to get to this point? And they do. And then I'm like, okay, like once I don't want to be constantly thinking, what have I not seen yet that I've seen in the
trailer? But if you're forgetful like me, then you won't remember.
But I'm not.
The movie comes
I'm,
out.
But I'm okay. not.
Shang-Chi and that damn dragon. I saw the water and I was like, well, that's where the damn dragon is. And his dad's going to push him into the water and he's going to find the dragon.
Same.
It didn't take away though. I mean, it didn't change anything.
But it's still, I honestly, at this point, Spider-Man No Way Home might be the last trailer I watch. Honestly, I might not meet another trailer. Like, really? Because it's Marvel Studios. I'm going to see it. So why do I even need to see a trailer?
Y'all don't have to. I'll come tell you on the podcast when I watch them. I mean, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard not to watch them and have the news for the Patreon.
I'll watch it once and then forget about it.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's me.
Yeah, but
I've already forgot whatever scene you're talking about with the yellow stuff. I've forgotten about.
I said gold. First of all,
that's just fancy yellow.
For me, it's gold.
For me.
And I remembered Angelina Jolie having that gold around her. So that's what I picked up on.
Angelina Jolie. Sure, sorry. That was.
Is that just how I talk?
Yes.
Is that just how I sound all the time?
No, we're not mocking you at all, actually.
No, it's actually from something else.
It's like a TikTok, I believe. That's where I've gotten it from.
That's where I saw it too.
Okay.
I asked you about that the other day.
Oh, we lied.
You were like, I don't know.
Well, we were being assholes.
Oh. Okay.
For cool. me, I was being an asshole.
Is it from a movie or something? I feel like it's from something.
We do see Viva Las Vegas. Thor is screaming. What? Can't say I've ever heard that battle cry before. The mountains crumble and all the guardians of the multiverse crumble underneath besides Gamora and Killmonger, all too easy. And then we see them burst out, much easier to kill, protected, but it won't last long. We see the protection spell enacted on all the guardians of the multiverse. There's hammers everywhere. There's like a ball of hammers.
It's hammer time.
I loved this.
I did too.
That was a pretty clever joke.
I thought it
come on it was hammer. That was a great joke.
I thought it was a really cool visual too, like because Doctor Strange and Thor working together, we really haven't seen that yet, and I thought
Doctor Strange in this episode really
awesome
for me.
Awesome,
badass.
This is the Doctor Strange I wanted in Endgame, because we
really I need a live action Doctor Strange, like Strange Supreme.
Yeah,
hard.
I'm down, dude. I'm so down.
You want him to have a boner the whole time?
I need him hard. Yes.
And we would like Doctor Strange hard.
Not
we want
not
him. We want him smooth as a cucumber. Please tag us. Sorry, that's gonna be the message of the night. Anyway,
it's gonna be the audio quote, isn't it? The audio.
Oh
thing
yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Media. I am definitely cutting that out. That is the soundbite.
Embarrass
already.
Me?
No, it's not okay. Embarrassing.
It's like the one.
It won't embarrass me. I
no,
promise.
It's not to meant funny. To embarrass you either. It's just to have fun and laugh. Sorry.
It's like when you said you were gonna shrub the bushes.
Yeah. It's like my brain combines shit together and I don't.
Smooth as a cucumber.
And then it just blah. Blah.
That's the thing about having a podcast too. You don't realize how much pressure when you have a mic too.
Yes.
And then
this is going to be recorded.
It's recorded.
So it, and it's there forever.
You can't just have like a little quick, that was kind of funny, kind of stupid moment. It's recorded forever.
It's captured. Yeah.
And thousands of people are listening to you. So you're like, well, shit.
And the Bo Dunk and Po Dunk thing, how I mess that up every time.
Every time. Anyway, Emmy, I think you were going to make a point. Maybe I need to move on. I don't know. It's kind of
weird. Captain Carter with the hammer, that whole
awesome, that, awesome.
I mean, it was badass. That whole thing with all the hammers, and she like grabs onto a hammer to get back down, and like it was so good. Like I said, this episode was just like bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang.
Here's all of the action that you've ever wanted. I think I like animated fight scenes.
I completely agree. So we see the hammers form a ball. As Yondu says, never doubt sticky fingers, because we see T'Challa obtain the Soul Stone. We see dragons come out of Doctor Strange, flames everywhere. Wait, you've been hiding that the entire time, Thor says?
For real.
Delightful time for some of my favorite toys, Ultron says. And you stole my Soul Stone. Time to go. Zombies pour.
He pulls out a deal.
No. Zombies pour from the sky, and that'll keep them busy. And this was a cool way to integrate the zombies. Yes. I loved this part. That was so cool.
And the fact that it wasn't
zombies. Wait, no. It's raining. Yeah, combine the two together. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good TikTok right there.
There you go. And have that with the animated clip. It would be perfect.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Someone steal that.
When I saw the zombies, I was like, oh, this is just a new threat that they've introduced, because now the zombie virus is going to be viable for all these people.
Right.
Not on the planet, but like, who knows what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then Ultron blows the planet up. Did I just hear a cricket?
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
Amy's paranoid.
I know. I thought you cricketed me.
No, like, I'm not even near the soundboard.
Actually, I thought a very
No, the soundboard's way over here.
My words combine. Amy hears things. We all got our
quirk. We're all just corking it up tonight.
I also didn't understand when it was like, it's not the zombies. It's what comes with the zombies. And I was like,
I didn't either. I didn't pick up on it.
I didn't either. But then we see Scarlet fucking Zombie Witch, and it's so good. And that was unexpected. And I mean, yeah, really.
I think in the credits, that's what it said too. Scarlet fucking Zombie Witch.
You're welcome. I try to credit the actual pronunciations. But yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
Thank you.
Nail on.
Thank you.
The head.
Nail on.
Nail on the smooth head.
Nail on, brother.
The head. Nail on that smooth head. And so anyway, we see.
So I'll be back.
Clinton's still going to be on the podcast. He just needs a. I think so. Anyway, so we see Peggy bouncing like a ping pong through like this little portal as well. This stone. Black Widow, there's a stand down, I'm also supposed to be the last person on this planet. So we see Black Widow from the Hawkeye Zola universe, which was really cool as well. So not the Black Widow Peggy's familiar with that we saw.
Which earlier. I forgot about.
Yeah.
Already, like that she was still alive in this universe. Yep. Where Ultron's at.
Exactly.
I kind of forgot about that too. I do want to do a little language lesson. So blimey bloody bollocks, what does that mean?
Slimy fucking balls.
Yeah,
or pretty much. Or venom, let there be carnage.
That would be shit stain.
Oh shit. Jeez. shots fired.
I mean, it's basically just that. It's like a oh shit fucking balls.
That's what I thought. I know what bloody and bollocks are. So I just did
I'm not,
blimey, slimy rhymed with blimey. So
I'm not completely clear. And maybe the boss or, is it Steve?
Steve.
We've got a couple of UK listeners, or I should have asked Ben today.
It's been so long.
Yeah, you have a plug for UK listeners.
But I just based on context, Blimey is like, ah, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we also see. Yeah.
Okay, so Black Widow trusts three people. Who are those three people?
Hawkeye, Peggy, and who would be the third? Oh shit, Nick Fury.
Oh my.
What?
Okay, you just came up with three that weren't on my list.
Okay, well, Peggy's definitely on there because that's what she and I'm one
Clint
of.
Clint is definitely on there.
So what was yours, Amy?
I said Yelena, Steve, and Bruce. And Steve, in that, I guess.
In our universe, but not this one. It's not the same universe, Amy.
Okay, but. Okay, so Black Widow, this Black Widow comes from a different universe than Captain Carter does. So that Black Widow probably knew Steve over Captain Carter.
Yes.
So I put Steve in instead of Captain Carter.
Mm.
That's fair.
Thank you.
So Steve, Clint, and.
No, I put Banner. Yelena.
Yelena. Yeah, hers was Steve, Banner, and Yelena. Mine was Clint, Steve. Shit!
Doing good, buddy, just like me.
Anyway, it was Peggy.
Smooth as a cucumber.
smooth as a cucumber.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. I'm done. I already said mine. So anyway, okay. Yeah. Anything else?
I now I'm even more curious who those three people actually are.
Hey, drop your three. Tag us.
I got something sad to share about the episode.
Oh, here we go. Let's bring the mood down, Clinton.
They were planning a spinoff for T'Challa's Star-Lord. I
read that today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That sucks.
That really does suck.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, I wanted to get that in there. That was... a good time, right?
Yeah, you know, fun times. Yeah.
And I feel like there are some very talented voice actors out there, but I feel like that wouldn't be in good taste.
Can I also say that my autocorrect never lets me down. You have something that belongs to me. They go for the soil stone. And I can destroy galaxies.
That one's brown.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes you shit yourself.
It makes you soil yourself. I can destroy galaxies with a thought. Why won't you die? There's a huge explosion. Did Strange eat the explosion? I thought for a moment he ate the stone, but then I rewinded.
I did too, but he ate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I had to rewind it to see, like, because then the stone.
Ooh, and then when his eyes got.
Well, here's the thing, guys. The stone comes back into play, and I'm like, wait, how did he not wait? And I rewinded this because I'm like,
what? Well, the soil stone.
Yeah.
I was to make him soil himself.
Well, no, guys. I was like, what the hell did he eat since the soul stone is still in play? But, like, watching it live and taking notes, I was like, okay, Strange eats soul stone. No, obviously, he ate it, which was kind of weird, but kind of cool.
Scratch that.
Scratch that. And I did. I scratched it in my notes. He ate the explosion. And I love Vitron. He's like, wait, what? And we see two shields. We see the Red Guardian from Black Widow, her shield, Peggy Carter with her shield, just going back and forth. Give him all you got, Peggy says. Don't give him a chance to think. We see Hammer, Star-Lord Blast from T'Challa, swords from Gamora. This is amazing. This is my notes. Amazing. Love this. This whole thing was awesome.
I really want to see more of Gamora, the Thanos Slayer. Like, she seems like a total badass. There was a moment in this where it was Black Widow and
Peggy
were going shields. At Ultron. Yes. And one of them went from the left and one of them went from the right and top and bottom.
It
was wonderful.
Such a good scene.
It was wonderful.
It was so good.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up too.
The whole, like, making sure that he doesn't have a moment to think. While I was watching this, I had to keep pausing because I was like, I don't have a moment to think or write or do anything either because it's just so nonstop. And
it was wonderful, man.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So I even put in my notes here. Soulstone looks like a Werther's original candy. That joke from earlier. Gamora gets
that joke from earlier.
Yeah, Gamora gets taken out with a Mind Stone. They all do, and he grabs the Soulstone. We see the tentacles from Strange. He releases them with the same stone. He uses the Mind Stone.
It flashes to Peggy when he releases the tentacles, because it reminds her of what she fought. I think
that was really cool.
Oh, that's
Did you see it flash to her for a second?
Yep. I thought that was pretty awesome.
I didn't put two and two together.
Ultron gets huge. Strange is screaming, and we hear Thor, Vegas, and hold him down. There's chains. They grab the stone. You're done. All six stones. There's a huge explosion. Is that it? Is it over? That wasn't hard, Thor said. And I'm honestly surprised. Every universe, Infinity Stones are unique, and the Crusher that was designed to destroy the stones are only on my world, not his. So they destroy all the stones. Gamora destroys all the stones with the Stone Crusher, I guess is what we're calling it. And but that's in her world. And it's kind of the same argument we use in this podcast. That's in this universe, not in that one. So
it was also an argument that we used in Loki, that the stones only work in the universe that they're created in.
Right.
But this completely destroys that argument.
It does. But
I think in Loki, it was more the stones don't work in the TVA.
Which is in the, we assume, quantum realm, which is not in.
You know what they say about assumptions?
Make an ass
out of Kang. Makes an ass of you and me.
It makes an ass out of Kang and me, is what they say.
So we're all assholes. All right.
Makes an ass out of umptions.
I see what you did there.
Wrote that word out.
Clinton, that's
smooth as a cucumber.
Welcome to Southern Marvel Cinematic Universe Talk with Clinton and Brandon. Emmy's
over it.
Emmy, I was trying to make a point, and it's been taken over by rednecks.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to have a good old time. So Strange goes, yeehaw, little doggy, and starts taking all these chains like I seen a chain back in the day. I remember seeing that. I was like, oh, man.
I wrangled some cattle in my day.
I was about to say, time to wrangle some cattle, right? All right. So anyway, we
same page, brother.
Do you know the meme where it's the old guy and he's like smiling, but there's pain in his eyes?
Yes.
He's like, that's how I feel right now.
I couldn't tell the difference because I always see pain in your eyes.
Oh, that got deep. Oh,
are you okay?
I don't have that much pain. I'm usually very happy.
Yeah.
I know, you inflict it on yourself.
Okay, this is...
Okay. Much like me.
The point I was trying to make, though, is if the stones don't work in the TVA, or if there is some sort of like rule where the stones don't work outside of their own like universe of origin, then this kind of makes sense. But if the stones are working for Ultron inside of every single multiverse at all times, then it kind of doesn't. I don't know. It just falls apart just a teensy bit for me.
But I think the TVA is its own dimension, like it's its own place outside of the other universes.
Not even
they're controlling the universes. It's set outside of space and time. We saw that in the finale.
It's
floating in the middle of the timeline that's happening, and then when it starts falling apart, you see the timelines branching. It's not in a timeline.
But that's not the TVA. The floating thing, that was like Kang's tower. That was just where Kang, the one who remains, is.
Kang was controlling the TVA.
Kang was controlling the TVA, but the TVA doesn't live in that.
I think it does.
I think you're wrong.
I think it could go either way. So let's keep going.
Emmy, are you doing the chicken dance?
I think she is. Oh, she's spreading her wings and flying. Go for it.
I got to make one point.
Yeah.
Black Widow uses the crotch grab on Ultron and flips him over, a move that we first saw perfected in Iron Man 2.
Oh, my God. That's what we had to say. Anyway.
There's another second movie that does actually have like a little bit of bearings to this. The Werther's original is the focus of a fight scene, just like in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when Groot is dancing around and the fight scene's happening in the background. I really enjoyed that touch.
I did too.
I like that it just showed the feet too. Like it was just, there's some about messed up a word again. There's some scrapping going about said scruffing. There's some scrapping going on in the background. You just see the stone. Right. You just see the feet and yeah. all that. I like yeah. the way they did that.
Like yeah. they closed, and you know that it's just bam, 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 pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. So we also see, brace yourselves as the explosion hits with all the stones. You, it's you. If I destroy you, you all fall, Ultron says to Strange.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. Black Widow They're goes flying. There's an arrow. There's the USB arrow. Maybe that's just the word I used for it. I'm not saying that's what it is. And there's an idea. I just need distance and a clean target, Black Widow says to Peggy. And they go. She rides in this motorcycle, has this amazing badass moment where her arrow with the mother of all viruses at the tip shoots Vitron right in the eye.
Well, Peggy, though. Peggy stood out to me here.
She lifted them.
Jumped on his back.
Lifted
them. Oh my God.
I love Black Widow. Black Widow and Peggy here, they made me
straight. But Peggy's the real MVP.
Black Widow doing the crazy. Mm.
She didn't have to get up there and get on his back and pull the helmet back. She had to
shoot an arrow that was insane.
She shot an arrow. Cool. But Peggy had to jump in the air and get on his back and lift his helmet.
Otherwise, it was just going to go ping.
Yeah, exactly.
And bounce off.
All right. Lift a helmet or shoot an arrow at perfect target right into someone's
Jump
eye.
In the air.
So did Black Widow.
On the back of
so did Black Widow.
Super OP Vitron.
Who's more badass, Black Widow or Peggy? You be the judge.
I will. In this scene, I'm going Peggy. Team Peggy on this scene.
Can we just say that they are both badass females and that they both held their own.
Nope.
And yes, they both
deserve all of the credit.
We can say that, but Clinton and I's egos will not allow that. So
I'm competitive. This ain't a woman thing about how one's more badass than the other. I'm competitive. What was more badass?
You know what?
Peggy or Nat?
I'm going to say this right now. They were both badasses. They were. Amazing. And it was really, really cool. So, yes, Emmy, I agree.
My point started with just saying how badass Peggy was because Brandon just talked about Nat shooting the arrow and missed
I hadn't got thing. To the I hadn't got to the part because she shoots the arrow and then we see the helmet lifted up. My notes hadn't got to it yet.
You said shot it in the eye. And
can we agree that one wouldn't have been effective without the other? Like Black Widow shooting the arrow wouldn't have been effective had Peggy not lifted up the helmet, and Peggy lifting up the helmet would not have been effective had there not been an arrow to go into his.
It was the whole thing between both, but the whole thing between both of them was smooth as a cucumber. If you ask me, I thought it was really, really well done. So I will give it that for sure.
I would like to point out here that it was Vision's right eye, which when we did our overview of WandaVision. Every episode ended with a zoom in on his right eye.
Nice.
So here it is. Mephisto confirmed.
You got it.
Are welcome.
All right. So we see that the idea, we just need to blah, 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 blah. Peggy lifts his mask, shatters his eye. It was really, really wonderful.
We just need to blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, I was already reading the same thing I already read. This is for,
Narnia.
This is a nicer form than my human body ever was. Zola has taken over Vitron's body. This is definitely a change of pace. Yeah, this body is occupied for now. What? Who are you? What is your objective? Vitron says. No, Zola responds with, once upon a time, to bring forth Hydra's domination, but you ended that. So now, I suppose my objective is to end you. What is this? Vitron responds, and we hear screaming. He falls. A huge dust cloud almost reminded me of Wile E. Coyote. Are you all right? Can someone explain? I gave him a virus, a nasty one.
Because he wasn't wearing protection. Guys, wear protection.
Always wear protection. Amen. Yeah, that's where we're going to wrap this podcast up. We hope you enjoy.
We're going to wrap it up right here.
And ladies, always make them wear protection.
I can't believe I said wrap it. I swear I pitched it underhanded. I did not even mean to do that.
I know. I was like, he's not even catching on that we're going to wrap it up right here. We're going to wrap it up right here.
Son of a gun. You're really, gosh, you're too on it.
I have a bit of advice.
Oh God. I mean, we just gave him advice. What else?
I know. More advice. So if someone that you're with is like, oh, you know, it feels different. And I don't have a condom and blah, 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 blah. Be like, that's okay. I'm ready to be a mother. And I think
that's a good,
for the most part, they'll be like, oh, and I do have one.
Bruh, I get it.
I'm going to go to the gas station, get $1. $1. $1.
They're $1 now, aren't datas. They used to be a quarter.
One datas. So we see also with these stones, we see Killmonger take the stones, kind of wear the Ultron armor, and he says, with these stones, we could fix our worlds, our lives. Good. T'Challa, yes, Thor. Are we going to turn down the one thing that is guaranteed to save your homes? Peggy, you can be with your fella again. Strange, you know more than anyone else that this is it. This is our only chance. And we see, hand over the stones, cousin, T'Challa says. I'm not your cousin, Killmonger responds. I'm sorry. I'm not your buddy, friend. I'm sorry it has to end this way. I'm afraid that armor belongs to me. They take the stones back. There's this infighting between Zola and Killmonger. It's everything.
Zola's face is in the stomach of Ultron, which is a nod to him in the comics because he has that body that he is in the stomach of.
Is that MODOK?
But he's not. It's not MODOK. It's the other one.
It's, yeah, exactly.
But I think he's still in the stomach, right? I get these two confused. I did this.
I remember that was our first MODOK written review. Our first 5-star written review was correcting
I know. I remember. Hold on.
ZexCP. I still remember that. ZexCP. Who knows if he listens now, but that was really funny.
MODOK is the Hulu show that is absolutely hysterical. I have not seen like claymation. Patton Oswalt. Hulu with Patton Oswalt.
I have not seen
Arnim Zola in the comics.
Is he in the stomach?
Okay. Well.
Okay. Yes. Cool.
But he's just Arnim Zola though. He's not like Stomach Man or.
Yes.
No, it's Arnim Zola, and he builds an artificial body.
And so,
but I thought he had like another name. Stomach
You're
Man.
Thinking of the other guy.
But between them fighting for the stones,
but that was a good
we nod. Were never meant
to. Yeah, it's a great nod. I agree.
Doctor Strange says we were never meant to win. We were meant to separate the stones from the body. And Strange forms this prism, this cool little ball prism. I loved it. And Peggy and all the Guardians, you foresaw every moment from the failed Infinity Crusher to Killmonger's betrayal and your sacrifice. That would imply I had it was just really, really cool. He captures both of them in this prism, this connection between Killmonger and Zola and the stones in between them. I thought it was really cool. And the Watcher comes in and said, Strange talks about, hey, you foreshadowed everything. And the Watcher goes, you know, I'll watch. And I'm screwing up these notes, but like there was a part where they captured these stones in between each other. And then we see Strange back with this prism, this little ball. It's almost like a little snow globe of Killmonger and Zola. And he captured them both. And he's talking to the Watcher now. So anyway, we see it kind of stop in the middle of this fight. I thought that was a very interesting and unique way, even in animated form, to end this fight. I thought it was cool.
It almost makes Strange a Watcher. Because, yes, he's not watching multiverses, but he's got one battle that he's going to be real focused on.
Right.
And he's got to make sure that reality doesn't crack and that they don't get out. Mm-hmm. But, like, also, he's got a wee bit of not so good in him.
I agree.
Do we think he's going to do a little cracky-cracky?
Potentially, yes.
Not like cracky-cracky.
No, you can't suck that many demons without being a little bit of a demon of yourself.
Like, is he going to go for the stones and really try?
Maybe he conquers his demons. I mean,
Clinton, be in the high road.
Yeah,
he would have been the one who I think would have helped Killmonger. And he really kind of like looked like, absolutely not, you jerk.
Yep.
But he kind of learned his lesson with that, don't you think?
He did.
I would agree.
And he was really remorseful at the end of that episode, too. So, yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
But then, okay, so if that's not the direction that season two is going to go, what direction do you think they will go?
What if
Steven and Peggy danced
in the
Monger Buster suit?
I want them to do a dance episode with Steve and Peggy, but it's breakdancing.
Dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the superheroes. Speaking of which, guys, just to kind of wrap it up a little bit, we see that the Watcher is thanking Steven. And what are friends for? I've got nothing but time. And the entire multiverse owes you a debt of gratitude, talking to the entire Guardians of the Multiverse. This is the Watcher. Your worlds will never know this victory. Once you walk out this door, you'll return to the exact same moment you left. So it's time to go. And they all walk out the door. Time to go, Captain. As she smiles at Steve's photo, Captain Carter walks out the door, and we see Black Widow, who is not willing to go. And you would rather return at another time. Haven't I earned my happy ending? Oh, sorry. Peggy says, haven't I earned my happy ending? And trust me, the world, that time needs Captain Carter. And I thought that it was really cool. And then there was just one, Black Widow, and I won't go back to my world. It's gone. Your story.
You can't blame her.
Yeah, you really can't.
There's nothing there.
You can't.
No. It's just a slow death.
It's this world. Yeah. It's the world they just fought in, where he's destroyed everything.
Exactly. And
she's the last living.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, he goes, your stories, they are everything to me. And she goes, then fix my world, Black Widow responds to the Watcher. I can't, Dasha. I'm not walking through that door. And he goes, well, it was more of a metaphor anyway. And we see basically her cast into the helicarrier. The Avengers are fighting. And this is a world that lost their widow. And it's really cool. And she goes, it's a mess. Thank you. It's like Emmy finding a podcast with just Clinton and I. She's like, it's a mess. Thank you. I mean, it was so cute and I loved it. Not cute in like it was just so awesome. It was so endearing. And I love that she's like, I have something to do. I have something to fix. I have something to be a part of. It was beautiful. That's a better word for it. And
I was.
Yeah. I just love that scene so much.
Go ahead, Emmy. I'm sorry. You've been trying to talk.
I don't even know where I'm going for.
No, anymore. Go for it.
I was thrown for a minute because when he said, when she gets in that world, I was like, oh, they're putting her back in our timeline.
That I had the exact same thought.
But then they were fighting Loki and I was like, no, damn it.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, damn it. This is the way they can bring her back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But it's not the same timeline.
It's not because they never fought on the helicarrier.
It looks similar to ours. Ours.
Ours.
I think they wanted us to think that because I had the exact same thought. And then, like, maybe 2 seconds later, I was like, oh.
But they even said it's the world that lost their widow and they're on the helicarrier fighting. Mm-hmm. But they're on the helicarrier fighting. By the time the helicarrier happened, she was still alive. Way
right, beyond. Exactly.
Okay, okay. Semantics, man. Semantics, okay?
That's facts. That's not semantics.
The world that lost their widow is our world.
I understand, but you can't say semantics when I just said a fact about our world.
They hadn't lost our widow. Yeah,
not semantics. I wasn't thinking about that.
I'm just saying, you said semantics. I disagree.
You meant Samantha.
Samantha, exactly.
Who's Samantha?
Who is Samantha? And we see that.
Name that movie.
That's it. Isn't it all creatures looking for a place to belong, to call home? As for me, I am the Watcher.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
The multiverse.
Name that movie.
The multiverse. Every single story is my home, and I will protect it till the end. And the credits roll. This was a cool-ass ending. I really enjoyed this episode, much like episode 8. Phenomenal. I really enjoy this episode, guys.
I won't be satisfied until you can name that movie.
Vidava says hi.
Where's Samantha?
Hi, Vidava.
Wait a minute. I don't even know a Samantha. Who's Samantha? That's Frozen 2.
No wonder, because I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's not good.
The first one was way better. Much like Venom.
Okay. Well, hot take. And hey, we're reviewing Venom next week. Good plug there, Clinton.
You're welcome. That's what it was, my transition point. October. I did that on purpose.
You're thinking,
I still haven't seen it.
You're thinking, what's going to happen to the Avengers? They're going to be gone until Hawkeye comes out or the Eternals? First off, yes, we will be. No, I'm joking. But we are doing Venom, and we're going to do special movie reviews, so you will hear more of us. Patrons will hang out with us, and they'll hear some bonus content as well. We're going to be here every single week, or at least we plan on it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait. So you will get us every single week during these pauses. MCU is taking a break, but not us, boys.
I'll be in Texas. Any listeners in Texas?
Okay.
No? All right, cool.
I would still like to talk about What If episode 9, if that's cool with Yoons.
Yes, but I need to get in bed before midnight. So just a preface, and we have a few patron comments we want to get to as well.
Emmy, okay. Don't give a fuck.
No, she don't. She's like, all right, I'm going to still say everything I want to say regardless.
I'm editing my notes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought that battling over the stones was going to destroy the stones, kind of like the parable or the story about where the king was like, I don't know who the mother of this baby is, so I'm going to cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
I do.
Okay. I thought that was
worth
more than that. Thank you. Okay. Did you guys tear up at all?
No, I did not.
No, because I ain't no puss.
And boots. I did.
When Peggy looks back at that picture,
it was beautiful. Steve. But I didn't tear up. But I thought it was a very beautiful moment, similar to the compass that he alludes back to a lot.
Did we cover that he's still alive or frozen?
That's post credits. That's post credits. We've only done two credits.
Mid credits. Totally teared up, and I liked that she was almost looking for a way back to him, like he was looking for a way back to her. And so when she finally did go through the door, it was like, it's okay, girl. Endgame is coming, and you're going to have your moment where you get to go back to him.
In that universe.
And so that's not something that happens.
That's sad. And I love that she said, do I not deserve my happy ending? It was a very beautiful and crushing moment at the same time. So, yeah.
But at the same
dirty,
time,
actually.
At the same time, the Watcher knew that Steve was waiting in that timeline for her, mm-hmm. or we assume, based on mid-credits. Okay, taking Black Widow out of her empty timeline and putting her into the timeline that lost a widow, does that not count as interfering?
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree. But he's already interfered too.
He been interfering the whole episode.
Yep.
She done already done had hers is.
Same girl, same.
Yeah. Okay.
And see, we see the mid credits, not the post credits. My apologies. I'm too fast. Don't tell me he was your type. We see, so happy to see you. Shake it off. You're going to want to have all your marbles on this one, Black Widow says to Peggy. And Peggy basically says, I've seen a lot today. There's really nothing you can show me that's going to. And I knew
I would take a nap.
I knew right then. I was like, Steve, if it's going to be something that shakes her world, it's going to be Steve. And Peggy, brace yourself, Black Widow says. And we see the Hydra Stomper. And oddly enough, there's someone inside. And the credits roll.
I'm tired of it. I'm over it.
No. You shut your mouth.
Oh, all right. So Clinton's tired of this romance and this dancing.
It's just so overdone. And maybe it's because I'm a Tony fanboy and we've just gotten shit on since he died in Endgame. But we just keep getting Cap stuff and, dance and love and we need to be together. We know.
Okay, as an Iron Man fangirl, and maybe it's because I am a female and because I think that Peggy deserves her happy ending.
Got her happy ending in Endgame when he went back in time. Not and they this were
Peggy. Not this Peggy.
But it's the same shit played out. Like, it's not that much different. Okay, cool. It's Peggy instead of Steve. If it was the other way around, he'd get on my nerves too. They just keep doing it. I'm tired of it.
Maybe Peggy and Steve are a Nexus event and you cannot get away from
apparently.
Them.
Apparently.
No matter what.
I loved it.
They are destined to be together. And
we know.
The freaking night away.
We know.
Just tap dancing on your temples.
And I hope in every movie going forward, there's a Peggy and Steve reference. I don't care if it's Guardians of the Galaxy or the Hulk. Like, let's have some Peggy and Steve stuff because we ain't had enough of it.
I completely agree.
Like Romeo and Juliet, but like if they
you agree
die,
with me, Brandon?
I do. I completely agree.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, about the movies having that in every movie?
Yes, you just said that, and that's when I said
that.
He didn't have you for a second. You had me for a second.
Clinton's like, what?
I was like, oh, Brandon's on my
That never happens.
See, words.
On my page. Smooth as a cucumber, Clinton. He's we're Brandon's smooth as a cucumber.
My Facebook page.
Brandon's on my pants.
My space pants book.
So
space book.
Hey, guys, we reached out to our patrons as well on their thoughts on What If Episode 9. So let's get to our patrons and see what they thought. Alicia, thank you so much for commenting. She said, what a finale. So glad they brought all the stories together, though I have a feeling I'll be watching YouTube videos for days to pick apart all the Easter eggs in there. Glad to see an appearance by Zomba, but where was Zombie Thanos?
Mm-hmm. They left that one open-ended. I think we're going to see more of that in season 2.
Excuse me, Zomda. Zomda, not Zomba. Zomda. I read that wrong.
Zomda. I was like, who's Zomba? Zomba.
Zomda.
Is that, that's that new fitness craze.
That's it. Oh, that sounds great. Oh, we're going to make it. We're going to make that happen. But yeah, where like was Zomba, Zombie Thanos? But Zombie Thanos was nowhere to be found. Xanos? So where was Zombie Thanos? I don't know. I don't know.
Have you checked your butt?
I hate you, Emmy. All right. She also keeps going. Glad.
Oh, excuse Amy, me. We know.
She also said, also, I'm really hoping we'll eventually get a follow up on the universe Killmonger that was removed from. Does that mean Shuri and Pepper are running to the same place now? Fingers crossed. I have a feeling we might see Zolotron kill Killmonger and Dr. Squid come back somewhere down the line, too. I love these names. Hold on. Zolotron. I'm a fan of. Okay. Killmonger.
Clint Eastwood. That's where my head's going.
What is Killmonger? It's K-I-L-L-I-E-S-T Monger.
Killmonger.
I-E-S-T. Alicia, you got us stumped here.
What are you combining?
That's what we're asking.
It's Killmonger, and then whoever he is, whenever he's got all the, it's got to be Voltron or like the Infinity Stones or.
I don't know. And Dr. Squid, we obviously know that's Dr. Strange and the
Squid Games.
Yeah. Alicia, tweet us, let us know what we're missing here. And do you think any of this will show up in, say, the Dr. Strange movie?
Oh, please. Please. I think Peggy will. I think maybe Dark. Or Strange Supreme will.
I would
love in what movie?
The Doctor
the Multiverse
Strange
of Madness.
Yeah, Doctor Strange movie.
In February. Okay.
This is gonna be the rite of passage for them to bring any animated shit into a live action would be that movie.
They could bring the Guardians of the Multiverse. You could have a Spider-Man from another timeline. You could have any X-Men characters from another. You could bring in so
Marvel,
much.
Marvel, you could hire me to play a character.
No, Clinton, no. But I really think they could bring anything they want. So that is really, really exciting.
Yeah, Clint wants to play
go.
Hawkeye.
Clint, anything goes. Yeah. I do not. I will play Wolverine.
Also, she said,
or Gambit.
Also loved the sistermance between Carter and Natasha, but I guess we won't ever get to see that live with ScarJo, likely out for good now. Wipes.
Now we get this.
I think she meant live. Like in live action.
Oh, get to see that live. Sorry. I hate words like tear and tear and live and live. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yep,
that
the English time. Language sucks.
It does. With ScarJo likely out for now, wipes a tear. Though, I guess it, excuse me, I guess it would have been a budget breaker to have a live Captain Carter 2 if you have to make Haley Atwell look like a giant the whole movie. That's awesome. That is really, really awesome.
We won't get that in live action because we're just going to keep getting Peggy and Steve references and bullshit.
Do we need to talk about how the history of the peg again?
No. I do think that we are going to get Captain Carter again, though. So there's still
we'll
a
that live action.
Yeah, I'm calling it too. I think we're going to see Captain Carter.
Oh, straight up live action.
Yes.
Yes, I do. I think so in the Multiverse of Madness.
But I think we're going to see a movie come from it too. I do.
That would be great.
Yeah.
A movie of Captain Carter?
Yes.
I would be down. Mm-hmm. Just
Captain Britain.
Pump the brakes on the dancing and Steve stuff.
I don't.
Or do.
What?
What? We think we're going to see Captain Carter in live animated.
Live form. Action.
Live action form. Live animated.
In a movie. Yes. Not in her own movie.
He says Doctor Strange. I say her own movie. I think she's going to have her own movie. Yeah.
I feel like this whole multiverse foray has got to come to a stop at some point.
I understand.
There's got to be
it
a
will
point.
With Kang.
It will with Kang, but until then, we have the entire...
How many...
Gloves are
many,
off, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the multiverse, motherfucker. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Shit. Get on board.
How many phases?
Choo-choo, bitch.
Choo-choo, multiverse, bitch.
Jesus Christ. How many... We had three phases in the Infinity Saga, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then going from three phases, so now we're in phase four. How long do we think this whole multiverse thing is going to stay open? Because when we really think about it, it's a mind bender. Like, it is crazy. It breaks thoughts.
Your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I trust Marvel to do it gracefully. Kevin Feige's behind this thing.
I do too.
He's the conductor, Amy. Choo choo.
Choo choo.
Choo choo. I'm on a different train.
All right. Well, Cosmic Cretin is on his own train and he says,
Hey, Cosmic.
I'm going to save the finer detailed thoughts for my video response on Avengers Assemble. We're going to try to do it this week. Kind of a crazy week for all of us. We'll keep you posted, though. However, I will say this was a great episode and finale. Probably my favorite episode of the season. It had a fresh, new collection of heroes facing off against a worthy opponent and an awesome fight. I love seeing all the aspects from previous episodes coming into play during this one. The season was pretty much concluded in this episode with little to no... obvious cliffhangers. Obviously, I wasn't super into the post-credit scene, but I guess it does.
Yes!
But I guess it does leave us wondering which Steve we'll see in the suit, if it is even Steve. It could be old man Steve, a somehow same age Steve, Captain America, or maybe it's not Steve at all. I guess we'll have just to wait and see in season two. Cosmic Cretin.
Thank you.
You feel so vindicated after Cosmic
Cretin. I do. I'm not alone. Y'all made me feel like I was alone. Thank you, Cosmic Cretin.
There's no way that Cretin. Black Widow would come at her and say, like, oh, and there's somebody inside. Mm. It's Greg. Who the fuck's Greg?
Who the fuck is Greg? Get out of here, like, Greg.
It's going to be Steve.
But I do think...
It's going to be Steve.
But I think he's going to be... But is he going to be good? Like, why would you save it for this last moment for this little skinny dude to pop out and be like, hey, how are you? Like, I don't...
Hey, everybody.
I'm skinny Steve.
I think they knew that we were all clamoring for some sort
that
of...
That reunion.
Mid-credits.
Yeah, but the reunion as well. Clamoring for that. Maybe they're waiting, but...
They wanted us clamoring for the same.
But hold on, is this dude just sitting in this little thing for how long? Is he just like in this little vault? Like,
hope someone sleep, Brandon. Him
winter, Winter Soldier.
Ah, okay.
Steve has been Super Soldier Serum, and now him and Peggy are the same height.
Oh, plot twist! It's actually Bucky, and there's been a twisted affair going on this entire time.
Oh, it's like Pearl Harbor, the movie, but in like Marvel Studios version. Oh, this is gonna be fucked up. Ben Affleck, you deserve better, buddy. So we see. Garrett Williams said, "I have to say, this show came out absolutely amazing to me. Maybe three of the episodes weren't the best, but the show did a very good job of putting it all together. The fact that Supreme Strange can hold his own against Vitron is impressive. That might be the most powerful character we have ever seen. I'm not really sure what the point of having Killmonger there, other than to trap them all in that fragment universe. The post-credit scene was lame as fuck. I was hoping for something awesome, like maybe seeing the camera switch from an animated watcher to a live-action one while he looks over the multiverse. Garrett, you need to write for Marvel Studios.
Missed opportunity. Yes. Oh my God. Holy if they would have shit. Transitioned okay. to live action, that would have been insane.
Yep.
Thank you, Garrett, for justifying me again.
That was Garrett Williams, man. He's got more.
I was totally fine.
Until then.
Until you just said that. Like, thanks. Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks.
Like, now, honestly, like an actual genuine thanks because I appreciate your support, but also like sarcastic thanks because now
you made it better. Your idea is better than the show we watched. Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate it.
Damn it.
And he goes, I heard season two is supposed to involve a lot more of phase four characters. If y'all could choose.
Excuse me.
If y'all could choose. three characters who haven't been in What If to see in season two, who would y'all want to see? I feel like, okay, hold on. We're going to pause there. Three characters that have not been in What If.
Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony Stark living past one episode is our first one. Okay, hold on. We each pick a character. Emmy, that was your first. Clinton, what would be yours that we haven't seen?
Well, we have seen Tony Stark, Emmy.
No, not live. She said Tony Stark living for an entire episode. That's different.
But we've seen him in this. The question was,
we're just being funny, Clinton. Just roll with it and be funny.
I didn't laugh, so I didn't pick up that it was funny.
Gosh, okay, Emmy, pick another character since we've seen Tony Stark. Since Clinton didn't find you funny.
Who did we not see?
I could tell you. Well, never mind. We may have seen him too. I was going to say Rocket, but he was...
No, we saw him.
Yeah, I was going to say, but we saw him technically.
One. Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Okay.
All right.
Wicked and Speed.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say Deadpool. I'm going to say Deadpool.
There you go.
All right. There you go. There's our three. He also says, I feel like this show did a really good job of kind of explaining how the multiverse can work. I hope Doctor Strange 2 doesn't the rest and shows us just how insane the multiverse can be. Hope you all have a good week and excited to hear the stream and POB on this episode.
POB stands for probably out back.
Outback.
POV, right? Point of view.
It says POB and with a B.
That's a typo because they're right beside each other on the keyboard.
Okay. And
probably outback.
Appreciate you so much, Garrett. Thank you so much. Good questions, dude. Good questions. So we are going to go to Catherine Reed, who is also Lady Winter Soldier, says, I think this episode was kind of boring. It didn't really. Oh, Clinton has gasped. Emmy with her mouth hanging open.
Clutching my pearls, Catherine.
It didn't really seem to.
Catherine, I'm so sorry. Catherine is sending me a package, and I'm not sure if that package includes something nice or a BOMB.
It's a glitter bomb.
Probably. It didn't really seem to have the it factor that the other episodes had. Glad I got to have Rumlow in this episode. I'm still not a fan of Captain Britain. Nobody in any universe cares if she can dance and her dance ability. The Watcher not
fair.
The Watcher not picking Stark was awesome. Oh my gosh.
Oh dang.
Yes, he was leaving Stark.
Who hurt you, Catherine?
Yeah, I love it. Fair to who hurt you. Guess he was leaving Stark to die again. Gamora and Thanos gear looked badass. The Watcher picked a better team than Fury. Thor's comic relief was funny. Guess he is the new Tony Stark with his humor. I want an Infinity Stone Crusher. Enjoyed the part where the Soul Stone became a game of hot potato. Sucks for men watching Ultron getting ass kicked by two women. Would have loved to see a Zola versus Ultron fight inside Ultron. It would have been really cool. Do we not all want a snow globe with Killmonger and Ultron Zola inside? Nat going off the Watcher was great. Yet again, Marvel had to show Captain Marvel trying to save the day. That shit is old and boring like DC movies. The Gamora Tony seemed out of place since we did not get an episode with them together. Lazy writing there, Marvel. End credit scene, lame as hell. What the fuck, Marvel? No Bucky in the last episode?
We don't know it wasn't.
Okay, so now that's three people that have said it, including me as four. So y'all are outnumbered now that the post-credit scene was shit.
Okay, I'm always outnumbered. I can do this all day. Oh my god! Ew.
Oh my god! Emmy, welcome. Whose side are you Emmy, on? Welcome. Come. One of us. One of us.
I'm sorry. I must have COVID or something.
Welcome to Team Rogers. TK and I will let you into the fold. TK, shout out to you, by the way. We are going to be on TK's podcast soon. We got to work out that date. We never did that. So
we did not do that last night when we were supposed to.
Listeners, I need someone I can jump on board with that will be on my team now because Emmy has betrayed me.
I have not. It's just the...
My life is a lie.
Smash Trivia John said, I wanted so much more from this episode, so I was pretty disappointed. Also, it felt like there was no stakes between the only two universes destroyed, but being ones that already had nothing left. Doctor Strange basically made the team invincible, and the Watcher knowing the whole time what's going to happen.
John and Catherine, y'all did not like this episode. I am shocked. Though, Catherine, I 90% agree with everything you said. There was a couple clutch my pearl moments.
Dude, you had your mouth hanging up. You had your mouth hanging open like 70% of the time she was talking.
That's not true. It's not true. And she wasn't talking. You were talking.
Oh, my gosh.
Semantics.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, that's the proper use of it, though. So, yes.
I know. I'm shocked, I know. Though,
for real, though. For real. I am shocked that y'all didn't enjoy this episode.
Yeah, me too.
There are some nitpicky things in all seriousness that annoyed me, but
it's,
I am shocked.
It's a y'all good time.
Enjoy it.
It's a good,
I thought it was a good about said ribbon on the bow. It's a good ribbon on the present or bow on what's the phrase?
Wow. Holy shit, Clinton. You just broke Emmy. You just broke Emmy.
What is the phrase?
You know, it's a good book on the present.
You know, it's a nice.
What's the real phrase?
It's a nice bow on the teeter totter. It's a lot of fun.
It ties everything into a nice bow, or like it wraps everything up.
But you're like,
there's a phrase.
It's a nice bow. It's a nice bow on the seesaw. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. It was really, really wonderful. What the fuck, Clinton? Those don't go together.
No, it's in my brain somewhere, and I can't find it.
It ties everything into a nice, neat little bow.
Ties it into a knot. Yeah, ties.
Yeah, but you're like, it's a bow on a box, motherfucker.
Good.
It's not even on a box. It's just
it's good ribbon on the bow.
I do love my favorite bows have ribbons on them.
Clinton, whatever headspace you're in, I need you in every. No, this is awesome. This has been one of my favorites. So hold on. So Garrett Moss, another.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
I feel like both Catherine and John made really good points. This episode though was just it was what I wanted. Did exactly what I wanted it to do.
Same.
And so I forget what the points were that you were, because we put some ribbons on bows and then some orangutans came and stole them, and it was just you know,
that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Fair points, guys. Yeah. Garrett Moss, I love this because we have Garrett Moss and Garrett Williams who joined our Patreon at the exact same time.
M&W.
I love Garrett's. We're all Garrett, by the way. We are Garrett. Garrett Moss said, I just wanted to say hi to the other Garrett.
Yes.
That was his patron comment. I loved it. And he does
amazing.
He did a waving emoji. So thank you so much, Garrett Moss, for making us laugh.
This is just going to become the Garrett podcast.
Yes, exactly. The Garrett podcast. We have three more comments to get to. We have April, who said, one of the better episodes. So it was okay. I knew Killmonger was going to be up to no good. I never like him and never will. Thor was pretty funny. Just wish he would have taken things more seriously. I'm so glad Natasha didn't end up alone. Still bitter of her dying in Endgame. I always fast forward that scene. I kind of teared up when Captain Carter saw the Hydra Stomper. Better be Steve in there. It better be Steve. Okay, April, thank you for balancing the universe, as all things should be.
So now it's 4-3, so I'm still winning.
Stop, Clinton. The fact that you would keep count.
Everything's a competition.
Smash Trivia John did not say anything about the ending, so he's not on your side.
I didn't say Smash Trivia John. There's three other people that said that.
Who's the other two?
Go back through. You're reading.
No, excuse me. The other three. You said 4-3. What's the other?
Hey, three other people.
Hey, why don't you become a patron so that you can count them yourself?
Join our Patreon at patreon.com/AvengersPodcast, where you get to hear all this and more in unedited form. All right. And so we see, overall, I'm going into watching this series. I don't like animated or cartoon, but I knew I had to watch. I give it 5 out of 10. I kind of felt dumb after watching most episodes, especially Thor's. It did get annoying watching the same people die over and over and over again, and too much hope. That sounds like Clinton for sure. Overall, I'm glad I watched, but I won't rewatch. I need live action. This was April.
Thank you, April.
But I love that
we're the same person.
She said this. Overall, I'm glad I watched, but I won't rewatch. I need live action. April,
I was the hope person.
And
I just want to put that out there.
And I'm kind of with April there. Like, I kind of need live action, guys. This was nice. This was a fun. This was a nice.
It was a good palate cleanser. The little break.
And she said she felt kind of dumb watching it. There are some times where you have
There's some dumb. The Thor episode, dumb.
Yeah, but there was also some suspension of belief. Like the Watcher's like, I can't do that. Wait, you just did. Like, you know, it just some things like the writing really suffers as well.
I can see that.
And you have to really suspend, you know.
That's where I think it's better together. Like if you can just watch it all together. It makes more sense versus
because you're numb by the end of it, you forget everything.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to disagree with you guys, and maybe this is going to bleed into my like overall thoughts just a little bit, and so I'll just be like what I said before. But like I started out this series, the first 3, 4, maybe even 5 episodes, I was like, this is so cool how they're just like exploring all this different shit, and then the fact that they in the next 4 episodes brought it all back together so that it made one cohesive story. I really enjoyed it. I love got the backstories. I feel like y'all are shitting on it. Okay. And I need y'all to stop.
No, I think we're clamoring for live action again.
I completely agree with Clinton. I don't think we're shitting on this at all. I think it's just more of the quality is a step down from other things. If you think this is the same quality, I would
comparatively. For sure.
I would argue that it's not. And I'm just my opinion. Maybe we're getting to our final thoughts now. But my opinion. Okay. I'll wait.
Have some couth. Oh, all right, unlike fine. Emmy. Some couth.
I was just going to try to lump it all into one. And
I've always wanted to use that word on the podcast.
It worked. Couth. It worked.
Yeah.
The closest you can get to cunt without sounding like a douche.
Couth, cunt, and douche together. Couth. Question, she said. Age of Ultron. Is the reason Vision can wield Thor's hammer is because Vision is part of Thor? Thor hit him with lightning when he was still being uploaded in the cradle. So part of Thor's essence is in Vision. I don't know. What do you think? Ooh. I don't know. Like, Vision obviously is worthy in Age of Ultron. I do think...
But Vision never had a chance to become...
Vision. I thought Thor powered Vision, not he was a part of Vision. Like, I don't think...
Yeah.
So, I also thought he was, like, the pure essence of a being. Like, he was born yesterday. He's still pure. He's still innocent. He, you know, he has not had the world almost taint him. Kind of like...
Taint.
I hate you both. So, I... I know. We're both alike. Gosh, anytime someone says taint,
we're five.
It's not. It's just you guys immature. It doesn't. We're alike. No, you're both immature. So it's
we're five.
Yeah. So like, you know, I will just say I think it's more the innocence of Vision, not him being Thor, that
did
made
he
him
lift the hammer in this.
Yeah, in Age of Ultron is what she was asking.
Oh, it's a different universe.
I will say one thing. I am sick of that as an excuse.
It's a valid excuse.
It is a valid excuse.
Vision was not corrupted in Age of Ultron.
Okay. I'm still sick of it.
To Brandon's point, he was pure.
He was pure. He was pure like a
smooth. The consciousness of Ultron was not uploaded into him.
Pure like a cucumber that's smooth on a summer's day. So I love that your podcasts are long. Because of my job, listening to your podcasts really get me through the workday, and I love you all. April, thank you. Thank you. That was really, really sweet, actually.
Who was that?
I've got a comment.
I've said April 5
episodes.
Times. You guys, April. Oh. A-P-R-I-L. One of the months of the year.
Yeah, but you'll pause and let us talk, and then you'll start reading again. So I'm like, did I miss the name on this one? I thought it was a separate.
Until I say something new, like, hey, it's blah, blah, blah. It's the same person.
I thought I missed
cool.
it.
Cool. You should probably tell us that from the beginning.
I'm pretty sure it's common sense, Clinton.
Sometimes I blink, and I forget where I am.
Have you heard me this episode?
Emmy's done with us this episode. April, thank you.
I'm not done. No. Just sometimes I blink. I'm in a new place. It's fine. It's cool.
Snails. Whoa. Yeah. April, appreciate you. Thank you so much. And this podcast is long, and I'm going to be editing it all night long. So we are going to see Keith, newly engaged Keith. is saying, I am unable to view the finale in time because I'm seeing that movie with a cool mid-credit scene tonight. But I really loved a lot of this, of what this What If season has been. It's been like a pretty awesome peek into their animation capabilities. Being a new department for Marvel Studios, I'm sure it'll all be refined with the notes that they got from tweets about mouth movements and so on. The action was clearly something they had the hang of, and killing Tony, wow, they were great at that. Question for you, Avengers. If you three were animated, would you rather be the voice actor be you and the animation not look quite right, or the animation look dead on and the voice acting be off? Ooh, I'm going to stop right there. Which one would we rather? I would rather have the voice acting be right, because I feel like that can take you out more than anything.
Yeah.
So voice acting spot on.
I'm disagreeing.
Okay.
If I'm watching a whole show, I would rather the animation be good and the voice acting not so good, because the narrative is what I'm watching.
The animation was fine apart from the lips.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just the lips for me that take me out of it. And I forgave that pretty quickly.
For me?
I didn't even say for me.
You did.
Did I?
Yes. Okay. Come on now. You literally just said it.
He also says, side note, I'm now someone's fiance. Oh, she said yes. And then she proposed and I said yes. Because fuck the patriarchy. Also, she was very pleased that I
did. Emmy's losing her mind, by the way, Keith.
You are lovely, Keith.
That's my favorite war cry.
I love how you said, also, she was very pleased that I ditched my first proposal plan, flying and dressed as Star-Lord. My wire team hadn't rehearsed it enough. I didn't feel safe. Keith, we said it earlier on in the show, but we're going to say it again, buddy. Congrats. She is very, very lucky. If you would just propose to us, we would say yes as well, Keith. But it's
And you are lucky for her as well.
Yes.
And he's lucky as well.
Brandon said.
I don't know her, but I know him. And so all I'm speaking from is experience. And if I know Keith, I know whoever has very lucky.
That's where I'm coming from.
Keith. I'm going to be bitter and say, well, I'm glad someone can find some fucking love. Congrats, Keith. Shit.
I wish we could end the episode on congrats, Keith. Shit. Darn it. I would love to hit the button right then. That was so fucking good. Oh, Keith, we love you, dude. Congrats, man.
Congratulations. That's really exciting.
Vincent Moore. Vincent, appreciate you reaching out, dude. He said, really enjoyed this episode. Was the best of the series to me. I love seeing Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan having one last encounter. It was awesome. They were from different multiverses, but the Guardians of the Multiverse should have known they couldn't trust Killmonger.
No.
I agree. I completely agree. But it was cool to see these two characters on the screen again. How did Black Panther T'Challa, I guess I should say, Star-Lord, know that they were cousins? In this universe, wasn't he abducted at a young age? Maybe he knew the backstory of his I don't know. It felt like, how did you know? That kind of threw me off as well.
He probably saw the suit. The Black Panther suit was like.
But I don't think that would.
I don't think that's immediately.
How would he know cousin specifically?
Yeah, I don't think you're immediately like, oh, you wear a Black Panther suit too? You must be my cousin. I don't know. That doesn't add up.
Twice removed.
Oh, well, we're in the deep south now. I wore the same Batman suit as you, Emmy. We're not cousins.
We might have missed something though. If we did miss something, someone let us know where that. Exchange.
Yeah. Hashtag with smooth as a cucumber, and we will definitely reach out and we'll look into it. So appreciate
it. We're gonna have that fucking trending tomorrow.
Oh, I hope
so. It's gonna be like, what?
Yeah, please make a Twitter account and
tweet. We aren't. It. No one listens to us.
There's a couple thousand. There's a few thousand. So anyway, we also see getting through. It was an epic battle that I enjoyed a lot. Using Zola to battle Ultron was genius by Black Widow. It reminded me of Age of Ultron when Ultron fought Jarvis. It wrapped up the series nicely, and Peggy still got her Steve in the end. Vincent, I'm with you. 4-4 now. 4-4. Vincent has tied it up. I want to hug that dude so hard now. Thank you, Vincent.
Okay. Well, I still win on listeners. There's more listeners that hated it than loved it.
Okay. Okay. You were just like, where's my love? Oh, Keith found love. Where's my love? But also these people found love and blah.
Yeah. Yeah. We know they found love because they tell us.
It really doesn't change the theme of
a Marvel.
It doesn't really change the theme of Clinton. Clinton's more bitter because fuck this. Where's mine? That doesn't change if it's Steve or Peggy or Keith and his fiance as well. So
I don't need no man.
No, I'm just saying Clinton's consistent. He's consistent. So I can't really fault him for that as well. So we also see, I'm excited to see what season two brings. Which character or characters do you think we will see moving forward in Spider-Man Far From Home? I think he meant No Way Home. And or Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Love listening and being a part of this community. I love y'all, 3,000. Thank you, Vincent. We love you, 3,000, sir.
We do.
I do
4,000 for me. Brandon may be 3,000, but I'm 4,000.
I love you, 20,000, Vincent. And I do that.
69,000 no for me.
I'm playing Price is Right rules. I love you, one. I love you, one, Vincent Moore. But I will say I do that Far From Home, No Way Home thing all the damn time. I do it all the damn time. So just for the record, I'm really, really bad about saying Far From Home when I mean No Way Home.
I can't remember the name of Homecoming for the life of
me. Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home. I screw those up all the time. There's too many homes.
Spider-Man Homo.
Homo no coming. Homo coming. Homo coming.
Spider-Man No Homo.
That was my pitch. That was my pitch for the third one.
So guys, which character or characters do we think we'll see in Spider-Man No Homo?
We talked about this a little bit.
Mephisto. Already.
What characters do we think we're going to see in Spider-Man No Way Home?
Spider-Man.
Mephisto.
Spider-Man, Mephisto. I am going to say Wanda. I think Wanda's going to show up.
I don't think she'll be in No Way Home. I think she'll be in Multiverse of Madness.
She'll definitely be in Multiverse of Madness, but I think she's going to make it a little appearance because you got to connect the two. I'm going to say post-credit scene, Wanda Maximoff.
Okay. Not sure.
I'm trying to say things outside the book. I feel like
everything's leaked that is going to be in it. So yeah. I don't want to say it.
Don't say it.
I have no idea.
I'm
gonna say Falcon, maybe what's the piece?
He's like Tony Stark.
Peace guy from Suicide Squad, maybe Harley Quinn.
Oh my God, there's gonna be I think that Johnny Knoxville's gonna be in it.
My guess is Multiverse of Madness will have Peggy.
Okay. Vincent, we love you, 3,000, by the way. Thank you so much for your support and all of our patrons for reaching out. We really, really appreciate it. We're going to wrap things up with our final thoughts. And our final thoughts are going to be our entire thoughts on this series as a whole. So I'm going to go first and then I'll leave.
Is this final thoughts and words or just final thoughts?
This is final well, hold on. We will say final thoughts on the show and then you get your final words because I know you guys have to get those in and then
I have post-credit I have credits names.
Go hit it.
Solo dose. All right. Our artist is Luke. Hey. This is nice.
This is nice.
This is Luke Avis. Luke Avis. Luke Avis is nice.
That ruined it for me.
All right. Okay. We've got our modeler, Sean Pow. Sean Pow. Okay. And then our first assistant editor, this is... This is a multiverse of Tom Holland, Peter Parker.
I'm so glad we skipped our final thoughts for this, Amy.
We're not skipping them. I'm just letting you know I have
credit scenes. Sorry, delayed.
All right. First assistant editor, Adam Spikerman.
All right. Final thoughts on What If. Animated. Cool. Thought it was pretty. Timing and rushing are everything. I know I've said it plenty of times, so I'm going to keep it very brief. This entire series really suffered from pacing. A lot of pacing issues. A lot of things that you just kind of accept instead of logically. You know, I felt like sometimes it felt disjointed. I felt like it didn't really make much sense. Felt like it was a lot of suspension of belief, where the MCU, as scientifically crazy and science fiction and weird as it is, everything kind of always added up. This animated show is like, the Watcher can't interfere. Yes, he can. No, he can't. Yes, he can. Now he says he can. Now he can't. And it's like, what the fuck? What? It just felt like whenever they wanted to change the rules, they did, without any explanation, and I had a real big problem with that. Because they can't explain it through pacing issues, because it's so, like, get on board. It was nice to have something for 9 weeks during this kind of, obviously, big break between Eternals and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Will I rewatch this? No. Was I a fan? Kinda. Certain episodes, yeah, but I'm not like, oh yeah, what if? And I will say this, the animation at times was absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. The animators deserve a lot of credit and props. I thought that was really, really wonderful. So there's some good things. There's some good stories to be told, but this is not Marvel Studios at its peak. And for a first animated show, good job. Awesome. But this is not something I'd say if you're a Marvel Studios fan, you need to sit down and watch right now. It doesn't, at least right now, tie into the greater MCU, not in any bigger picture. And maybe it will later on, but I'm only going by what I know right now. And right now, it just is very disjointed, very confusing at times, very, I don't know. And Tony Stark, as a Cap fanboy, quit killing the dude. Jesus. That's my thoughts. I would give it probably a 5 or 6 out of 10. I mean, it was nice to have something to watch for 9 weeks. Definitely not one of my favorites, and definitely not something, at least as of right now, I plan on revisiting. So probably my least favorite out of Marvel Studios content we've received so far. I would rather watch Thor: The Dark World than this series again.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I laid the gauntlet down. I'm just saying. Yeah, there were some good episodes, but overall, even the good episodes, I had a lot of problems with the logic and some of the storytelling and the pacing every single time. You know, I don't know. So anyway, What If Episode 9? That was a hot take from Brandon. Cool.
Jimmy.
Happy it's done.
Pick your jaw up off the floor and you go next.
Me go next.
Yes.
I feel like y'all are both going to tear it apart and I need to pick it back up.
No, Clinton's going to like it too. I'm the last. I know I'm the only one here, but I get it.
I like that we like to go back, or that we got to go back to these backstories of these characters. Looking back on the series as a whole, yes, there were times after a couple episodes that I was like, all right, I need the live action. We did get Shang-Chi in the middle of this. And so we did get a little bit of live action.
And reminded me how good it can be.
I mean, yes, but it was also kind of a breath of fresh air.
I agree.
I really enjoyed how weird the show was willing to go. And it really was willing to go to that weird place. And yes, you guys brought up some good points about how they kind of relied on, like, oh yeah, here's Captain Marvel, come to save the day again. But like, I just really liked that the series made you want it. And what it made you want were those last three episodes. And I know for Clinton, it wasn't that the third to last one, but the penultimate and the ultimate episodes, those were the ones that were like, we wanted it. Like, we needed it. So, was it up to Loki standards? No. But I really liked it. It was a suspension of disbelief. I enjoyed that they were willing to go as weird as I wanted them to go. And like Brandon said, yeah, some things didn't add up. And usually I'm the person that's like, no, everything has to add up. I was okay with a couple things not adding up, and I was okay with a couple things being rushed during this series. As a whole, there were a couple episodes I didn't love, but as a whole, I really did enjoy this venture. I liked it.
All right, Clinton.
it's definitely different than real life, but
so
I'm some.
So Clinton, you have me not being a fan. You have Emmy that was a fan. Clinton, break the tie, brother.
I'm somewhere in between. So I appreciated it for a new venture. I'm glad they did explore this. This is their first outing of animation, so you got to remember that. They got the cast, majority of the cast back together to voice, which I thought was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
There was some standout episodes, but they're for to me, like the standout episodes were great, but then you get that dud and it just brought it back down to me. So I remember the duds more than I do the standouts, and that should say something. And it's probably not good.
Right.
Which were the duds for you?
Thor.
The Thor episode. What if the Avengers didn't survive? There was another one. I just can't remember them all. But okay. As an overarching story, I feel like it tied up well at the end. And like I've said a couple times in the episode, seeing them together.
Like a ribbon on a bow.
Like a ribbon on a bow. I feel like if you could see it all together at once, if they would release this like a Netflix series does and just had them all to binge. I like the weekly thing. I do, because it keeps you guessing. But this one didn't keep you guessing, because you're like, okay, next week it's going to be something completely different. Even if there isn't a cliffhanger at the end, like, we don't get any answers. Overall, I might give it like a 6 or 7 out of 10. I think that where it suffered is they tried to do the formula of the movies, and they're like, oh, we're going to give a backstory here. We're going to give a backstory here. We're going to give a backstory here. That way, when they come together, it's going to make sense. The problem is you can't do that in a 30-minute episode. Yeah. You can't give a full-on story. And then some of them were just lazy with the storytelling. I like a What If episode where it was completely different. Peggy, same thing. Cut and paste. It's Peggy instead of Steve.
Completely agreed. Completely agreed there.
That's why I appreciated the episodes that got weird, like the Doctor Strange episode. I loved how weird it got, and I think the animation served that well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if they could have done more weird or things we're not used to with the animation is where I was all in. That's why I like the Ultron episodes, and I like the Doctor Strange episode, and I like the zombies episode. Like, it's stuff you haven't seen in live action already. Give me that in the What If episodes. But so I'm kind of somewhere in between. I can pick it apart, but I can also appreciate it too. Anyway, that's my thoughts.
No, great thoughts, guys. Somewhere all three of us have completely different opinions. I would love to hear from our Avengers, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just send us a message. Let us know what
you think. Tell us who's right.
Tell us who's right, guys. So curious to hear everyone's thoughts. So guys, we're going to head on out of here. This has been the Avengers reviewing What If. Wow. 9 episodes. This is our longest. Wait, no. WandaVision was 9 episodes as well. My apologies. WandaVision didn't feel like 9 episodes, so I guess that's why I said the longest when I said What If. So anyway, but yeah, this was a lot of fun. Even if I didn't care for this series, I still feel like it's nice to have new Marvel Studios content. So it was nice to review something. It was nice to be able to give you something on a weekly basis. Whether you loved the show or hated the show, or whether you fell somewhere in between, we hope you enjoyed our reviews of this. We are still sticking around. We're going to do Venom, Let There Be Carnage next week. We're going to be reviewing some cool little movies we'll let you see on your podcast feed. So we're going to be back every single week during this break. I promise you it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned to the Avengers. Obviously we'll be back for Eternals the first week of November and Hawkeye when it goes live. So we will be here. So subscribe to your podcast feed. Join us. We'll be happy to be your listening venture through all this new Marvel Cinematic Universe content. So guys, we're heading on out of here until the next time. Clinton, Emmy, do you guys have any final words or thoughts to take us on out of here?
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear asshole. Happy birthday to you.
And anymore. the rest of that go?
You're a whore.
You assholes. You guys planned on singing me a happy birthday at the end. You did.
Yeah, but what? Over Zoom, it must be really difficult because that sucked.
Yeah, that was real bad. That was real bad.
Well, thank you guys. I love you both, but holy hell. It's almost my birthday. We're 21 minutes away. That's why. That's why you wanted to stay on till midnight.